prisoner in KBOO. This is KBOO Portland. This is the Sudden Radio Project.
Shut up, you stupid pooch. Quiet. Oh, what the hell?
Buster! Down, boy! Bad dog! I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Nice day, huh?
Yeah.
How are the waves?
Waves?
Is that your board?
Huh?
Nice shape.
Hello?
Hey, bud. I got some serious bad news. My rig totally bogged out on me. I can't make the contest.
Contest?
You're going to have to take my place.
Oh, you're in the contest too?
But I don't...
Just paddle hard and aim for the curl. And when the curtain comes down, just enjoy the vibe.
But I can't, I...
Good luck, dude.
Hey, brah. Like beef?
Like what?
Try steal girlfriend when I no looking, huh?
I'm not your girlfriend.
Not yet. By the time we done surfing, you the kind me right away.
We'll see who the kinds who. I'll shred the both of you. Let's go.
Look, I...
Come on, Howdy. Let's hit it.
Take this one, show you how it's done.
I got X one. You take the one after.
Wait. Oh my god, that's huge.
It's easy, man. Just paddle hard and aim for the curl.
You want to try take one-way trip to the reef, bro?
When the curtain comes down, just enjoy the vibe.
Wake up, dreamers. You are tuned to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. It's 11 o'clock on a Monday night. This is the Radio Theater Hour. Tonight, it's the Sudden Radio Project. Pleasant dreams.
Thank you. face. We're closing.
What the hell?
Hey, easy with the language, bitch. This is a Class C establishment.
Sorry.
How'd you do?
Do?
Is that a wad of cash in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Huh?
Buddy, there you are.
Must have done pretty well for yourself.
Jesus Christ, I've been looking all over for you.
Oh?
Are you crazy? Lenny said you just took Gabby Gambino for $100,000 at craps.
$100,000?
You mean dollars?
No, impasta. Look, man, playing dumb ain't gonna help you. You better split before him and his goons come back.
Well, speak of the devil.
Oh, shit. You're on your own now, buddy. Take this.
A gun?
Shh. Just be sure you draw quick and aim between the eyes, and then run like hell. Good luck. You're gonna need it.
This must be the winner's table. What do they say to buying a few drinks for me and my friends here? You're too kind. Scotch is all around, Toots.
Don't call me Toots.
You'll be calling me Papa before you know it. So, money bags. You's pretty good with dice, huh?
I guess.
You guess? See, the trouble with dice is it's a game of luck, not skill.
Unless they're loaded.
Wasn't you getting us drinks, baby? Myself, I prefer cards. Oh, hey, looky here. My buddy just happens to have a deck of cards on him. Ain't that nice? How about a friendly little game for, say, whatever each of us has on him?
I'm in.
Forget it, sweetheart. We ain't playing for no tip money.
How about for my job, then? I lose, I gotta keep working this cesspool. One of us wins, and I hang up the apron for good. Deal, Scarface.
All in.
Me too.
I got four kings.
Four queens.
What a shame. What you got, High Roller?
Well, just this.
Just that? That's a motherfucking royal flush. You beat me again, you asshole. How dare you come to my establishment and take my money and my staff without as much as a how do you do? I think someone needs to teach you some manners.
Draw quick and aim between the eyes.
How about a little etiquette lesson, boys?
Not so fast.
Run like hell.
I'm such a bad girl.
That's all right.
Was it good for you?
Yeah.
Just showing my appreciation for that daring rescue.
Rescue?
But I suppose you've rescued many a damsel in distress.
Huh?
I like your tattoo.
Oh, thanks.
Captain, I've got some serious bad news.
Oh my God, he's back.
Take the girl and get out of here now.
Holy crap.
Wait, what's going on?
Use the trap door if you get...
Hello? Hello?
Let's go.
Oh, so sorry. I forgot to knock. Excuse.
You'll never take me back, will he?
No.
Oh, so you say. I beg to differ. I see by your state of semi-undress that I appear to have lost the contest of love.
I never loved you.
So you say. Again, I beg to differ. We seem to have disagreement. You with me, and you also with me, and vice versa. So we must have contest. And as a contest of Rav is settled, we will have contest of sword. Hoi!
Hoi!
Hoi! Hoi! You all sound like you're going to stroke off.
Two can play at this game.
Ha! Oh, threesome. The contest of Rav is back on. You are both unarmed. In the contest of sword, never lose your weapon. Now I have advantage. Which of you would like to be the first to die?
Use the trap door.
The floor feels funny here.
You mean like it's about to...
Hey, wake up, sleepyhead.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Huh? What?
Hey, brah, better run, no time for nap.
Party pooper.
Back home, they cap your ass for that.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You okay, man? You look like you fell 100 feet.
No, I was just behind the curtain for a while.
Huh?
Never mind.
Regarding Samuel Beckett.
The farther he goes, the more good it does me. I don't want philosophies, tracts, dogmas, creeds, ways out, truths, answers. Nothing from the bargain basement. He is the most courageous, remorseless writer going, and the more he grinds my nose in the shit, the more I am grateful to him. He's not fucking me about. He's not leading me up the garden path. He's not slipping me a wink. He's not flogging me a remedy, or a path, or a revelation, or a basin full of breadcrumbs. He's not selling me anything I don't want to buy. He doesn't give a bullock whether I buy it or not. He hasn't got his hand over his heart. Well, I'll buy his goods hook, line, and sinker, because he leaves no stone unturned and no maggot lonely. He brings forth a body of beauty. His work is beautiful.
She's wanting her tea now. Things are looking up.
It's early.
What does she know? No day or night up there. Bring the tea.
Where's the tea? Why can't someone bring me the tea?
She wants her tea. What else?
It's the same old thing. Day in, day out. It's too hot. It's too cold. Where's the cup and saucer from the set I bought in Dublin? The biscuits aren't fresh.
Don't forget the biscuits this time.
The biscuits are too hard. They're too sweet. I don't like that spoon. Is it clean?
She needs her strength. Bring the tea.
You're early. You're late. Too much. Not enough. She doesn't even know what day is.
It's a day. It's the same day. One day from another. To her, what's the difference? It's always just one long, goddamn, long, boring day.
Damn. Are you there?
Make the tea. Put the kettle on. Warm the biscuits.
Are there biscuits?
Fresh, yesterday.
She won't like them.
She'll have to like them, the old goat. It's all we've got. Since your papa died, there isn't much, and I don't need to hear it from her.
Things are looking up for me. There's a fellow in New York who wants to see my work.
Yes, dear, of course they are. Things are always looking up. New York. So far.
I wish you could mount the stairs.
I've mounted the stairs. At my age, time and time again, up and down, up and down, and at my age, when you weren't here. Hard on an old gal like me, Sam. Up and down, brought the tea. I've brought the tea, Sam. Oh yes, honey, I've mounted those stairs.
Now you think it's my turn.
Put the kettle on.
Sam, I'm wanting my tea, dear. Sam, are you there? Read me the newspaper, dear, and bring my tea, please. Sam?
The paper, is it? Wants the paper? Things are looking up.
You're here.
Just.
Knocked?
Not yet.
It's tea time.
Early. She'll not have had her tea yet.
I see. She won't like it if we're early.
No, won't like it if we're late.
Have to be on time. Precisely. And you haven't knocked.
Thought you might turn up.
Someone see us standing at the door, standing on the stoop. They might think it's a bit odd. Two characters like ourselves standing on the stoop in front of the house?
Afraid to knock.
It's not the fear, Devon. It's the inconvenience. I don't want to inconvenience the household. You know they have their routines. What was Sam now waiting hand and foot on the pair of them?
Hand and foot, as you say, all day long. How does the fella... What does he do?
Says he writes. But the old lady will be glad to see us.
You think so? Up in that room by herself all day, waiting for Sam to read her the news, reliving all that sad business with her brothers. You might think it was yesterday. Sure, she'll be glad to see us, but she'll harp on about...
Don't listen. That's what I do. I look into her eyes and find the sweet-voiced angel that held me in her arms as a wee boy when Ma went off to work. That's what I do. I don't listen.
But you haven't knocked.
You were here first. You should knock.
Lenny, it doesn't matter now. If we're going in, someone has to knock. We're either here or we're not here.
Well, we certainly are here.
So it seems. People see us, don't they? Must be here. I see you standing at the front door. Can't stand here all day.
No, we can't. Attract attention. That wouldn't be a good plan.
Then we have to knock. She likes us to come only at tea time.
It's tea time now.
It's ready?
Are they coming?
You never know. Who can say what they'll do? Did you warm the biscuits?
Yes, Ma. I always warm the biscuits.
Pulled the tea ball out at 3 minutes?
Mom, I've made the tea.
I'm just checking, Sam, you know? The way she will check.
Yes, Ma. That's it. That's what I mean. You are checking exactly the way she would check. Would you like anything else before I go up?
I'll get a biscuit if I want one.
I know it pains you to get off your rocker. I'll fetch you one.
You don't have to wait on me, Sam. I'm not a cripple. Not yet, by a long shot.
Can't a poor old woman have her tea in the afternoon?
It's time.
Why don't they just put me on the dustbin and be done with it? When you can't get a simple cup of tea and some fresh biscuits.
Good afternoon, Nana. I brought your nice tea.
Oh, Sam, such a sweet boy. So glad you're back with us, back to stay. I thought I'd miss tea time.
No, Nana. It's still early, not quite tea time yet.
Oh, not yet. I see. Oh, I lose all track of time up here in the dark, all alone, every day, day in, day out. How am I supposed to know?
Yes, I'll open the shutter.
Oh, no, Sam, no. The light is too much for my old, weak eyes. All those years mending your grandfather's clothes, making clothes for the children. Old, weak eyes, working so hard. My brother Harry, you remember him, Sam?
Yes, Nana, the tailor, I remember.
He had weak eyes from the start. Mother wanted to get him spectacles, but father wouldn't hear of it. 5 sons, he'd say, What if they all want glasses? I'll be in the poorhouse, he'd say. Once, a leech grabbed onto my ankle and wouldn't let go. I screamed and yelled down by the bog, but Mother couldn't hear me.
I remember, Nana. You were 5.
All the rest were at work in the cowyery. Harry just swung on a branch in that big oak tree and laughed at me. I cried.
Yes, great Uncle Harry, a long time ago. Do you want me to read the newspaper to you?
When were these biscuits made, Sam? They don't look very fresh. Don't you have any butter?
If we don't knock soon, tea time will be over, and she'll be asleep.
Yes, it'll be too late, and we'll have come all the way down here for nothing. Did you walk?
No. I was uptown, inquiring about a position. Took the streetcar.
If we don't knock now, it won't be worth knocking. You know how they are if you come late.
Throws them off. They have a routine. You were the first to arrive.
You're the oldest, Lenny. You knock.
They're quiet. Good. Sam's so good with her. Knows how to keep her quiet. Lenny always makes her scream. Must be reading her the paper. She likes the news. Likes to harp on about the world. She must be in good spirits today. Good to have Sam back. Gloomy when he went off to college. Lonely here without him. Need someone to take care of us till I get my strength. Stronger today, my old self. Almost. Maybe Sam will take me for a walk. I could use a walk. He'll take me out in the garden. The sunset should be beautiful this time of year. Those golden, deep colors, reds over the chimneys. They looked so huge when I was a little girl. Maybe my strength is coming back. Could be, maybe. Things are looking up.
Well, I'll buy his goods hook, line, and sinker, because he leaves no stone unturned and no maggot lonely. He brings forth a body of beauty. His work is beautiful.
Are you sure you want to sit out here? The noise.
I'll live. That music in there was too much. This good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Any place with a clean table.
Hey, look at that guy.
Who?
In his car at the red light, hanging on the steering wheel. He's laughing his ass off at something.
Must be something on the radio. No. Wait, he's not laughing.
You think he's...
crying. Yes, he's crying, Dave.
Are you sure? Oh yeah, I can see it now. What a bite.
What do you mean?
I mean, what a bummer. I mean, he must have heard some bad news of something. I mean, I feel bad for him. But it's just some kind of, he should go home.
What, would you say that if it were a woman?
No. Yes. Well, sure. I mean, everyone deserves to cry in private. It makes it kind of awkward for us. And besides, it's sort of, I don't know how to say this. There's something passionate and moving and dramatic almost about a woman crying. But a man, it's sort of just goofy and awkward. It doesn't look real.
That is sexist horseshit. There's not a bit of a difference. You have so many phobias about male public crying that the possibility blocked out of your head.
Mom. Mom, me and Lionel wanna go over to the Stebbins place and... Oh, jeez, I'm sorry.
Dave, don't you ever knock? Where are your manners, honey?
I'm sorry, Mom. I just wanted to... Mom, what's that all over your back? Did you get hurt or something?
It's nothing, honey. You'd better start learning to knock before you enter a woman's bedroom, or you're gonna get into trouble plenty later on.
But what's that on your back? You got hurt, didn't you? It's all red and a little bloody, too. Mom, I better go get...
I'm all right now, Dave. Don't you go fussing. Where are you going?
It doesn't look so good. Maybe we ought to get Pop and go see Dr. Milhouse. It looks infected, Ma.
Dave, we don't need Dr. Milhouse. You understand? This is our secret. And don't tell your father you saw it either. Do you understand?
He doesn't know?
Well, he knows, but, well, he doesn't want to. He wouldn't like it if he found out, you know, about it. You hear? You hear?
Okay, but...
It wouldn't be so good for me, either.
It was him? It was him, wasn't it? He done it.
Why don't you forget about this, Dave, and go over to the Stebbins place with Lionel.
Didn't he?
I've got to start the supper soon. It's our little secret, see? Don't ever breathe a word to anyone, especially your father.
Pop done it, didn't he?
Dave, don't cry, honey. Don't think about it. Just dry your eyes and go play. And you've got to trust me, Dave, you see? Dave?
Dave, are you spacing out? No woman I know thinks that a woman crying is anything but tragic. It's just that socially we're more used to seeing and hearing women crying because of the abuse we've... Are you listening?
Maybe he's just remembering something from the past. Maybe it didn't happen today. Maybe someone in his family had cancer or something. Who knows?
Why can't I come too?
I'll just be a minute, Sam. Visiting hours are over. I need to see your mom for a minute, that's all. House business. Stay in the truck with Jenny. Don't touch anything and don't talk to anyone. I'll be back in a minute.
Maybe we should go see if he's all right.
What are we gonna do? He's at a traffic light. You want me to go slogging out into traffic? We can't do anything.
Jenny, roll your window down a little, will you? What's that sound? It's the old man. It's coming from him. He's sitting on a rock in front of the hospital. He's crying, Sam. Daddy's crying. Why is Daddy crying? I'm gonna go... No, he wouldn't like it if he knew we were watching. Just roll the window up and... Poor Daddy. I want to go... It's okay, Jenny. He'll be okay. Must have something to do with... Roll it up now, okay, sweetie? Roll it up. It's our secret. If he wants to tell us something, he will. Until then...
Can't you hear him with the car window up?
That's that. I guess we'll never know.
Daddy, hi, Sam. I just can't stand it.
I know, Jenny, I know. We're not used to it. Come here, give me a hug. Will you, kiddo?
Ha ha ha!
salvation. God forgive me.
God forgive you.
Jesus Christ!
Salvation? This is your salvation?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Yes, why?
I don't know.
You don't know?
That's what I said. I don't know.
Do you know what salvation is?
Yeah. It's called coke.
Get up.
No.
Get up.
I don't want to.
Get up.
Let go.
Do you see that?
What?
Your salvation.
No, Father. That's your salvation.
How can you deny it when it's right there before you?
Father, there's a difference between seeing and believing. You of all people should know this.
You don't believe?
No.
No?
No.
Why? Why don't you believe?
I never have.
Yes, you have.
No, I never have.
But how can... After all that's happened, after all he's done for you...
After all he's done for me?
He's done more than you'll ever know.
Yeah, sure.
What?
Yeah, I agree. He's done too much.
Too much?
Yeah, too much.
What?
How can you hide behind this?
What?
You son of a bitch! He let the only woman we ever loved suffer until her last breath, and you still believe?
Get out of my church!
Your church? I thought it was God's church.
Get out.
Before I go, the rest of the bag was for you. Guess you'll have to get it off the floor. See you at home, Dad.
Heavens! What on earth hath happened? Oh, what a horrible place is this. Oh, I perspire. Chauncey, Gertrude, cometh here. I command you.
Oh, get thee away, foul insects. Chauncey, Gertrude!
What the? Jesus, I asked for directions to the men's room, not the Mekong Delta.
Halt, stranger!
Hiya. That's quite a getup. Could you kindly direct me to the John?
I demand to know who thou art, what place this is, and what hath you done with mine attendants?
You're awfully demanding for a hallucination. That IPA was more potent than I thought.
Rotom! Odu Momovota!
Oh dear, an unclad man. I must averteth mine gaze.
Nice loincloth, dude.
Dismiss him at once. I'll not have nudity in mine chambers.
Who is he? Pin on.
The way he's pointing that spear at you, I'd say he thinks they're his chambers.
On thy knees, thou unwashed scoundrel.
Wow, that was pretty good.
I hath soiled mine hand. The lengths one must goeth to keep the lower orders in line. A cloth, Gertrude.
Royalty's a bitch, ain't it?
The usage of profane terminologies is forbidden in mine presence. Cease, or I shall have thee banished.
By who? your entourage?
He doth display the proper deference to his superiors. I command thee to do the same.
Or what? You'll make another idle threat? Whoa, hey, what's going on?
Ah, familiar surroundings again. That were a most impressive trick, wizard.
Wizard? You're talking to me?
Thou art coy indeed, and thine powers art impressive. Wilt thou place them at the service of the realm?
Look, lady, this is a great freaking trip, but my policy is never to make deals while under the influence, okay? See, even this guy's not digging your scene.
I shalt brook neither thine impudence nor thine defiance. I care not who thou art. Chauncey, Gertrude, seizeth these men.
Wait, hold on. What? Hey, this is more like it. Hey, bring us back a couple of shots, would you? Thanks.
Tis a most curious setting thou hast conjured, wizard, though thine frivolity with thine black arts hath become tiresome. Returneth us to mine chambers.
Would I could, babe, but I am not the driver of this bus. Loosen up that corset and have a pint or two. He looks like our friend is taking the mic.
Who are you? Varaga Brand. Dimatusan, Dispesh Lukukuchan, Pekavoo, Pekwale, Peku, Kicho!
Not bad for a primitive, huh?
The rabble art impressed. I wisheth I were.
Well, then perhaps you'd enjoy a change of scene. Holy Christ! That was totally not me. I was totally joking. Shit. See? It was just a coincidence.
General! I demand to speaketh to the commanding officer. How durst thou runneth from the battle? Charge! Charges, say I!
Oh my God! He's dead!
I command you to reviveth him with thine magic, wizard.
Hey, fuck you! How many times do I have to tell you? I'm not a... Now what?
Ugh, what an infernal noise this is! Cease it at once!
Fuji Miji Yosa Dokanda!
He's alive!
Wagazokso!
I think he's looking for a dance partner.
Nevanda! Kiko!
Unhandeth me, thou beastly creature! Cease these gyrations at once!
Shake that thing, princess!
I art not a princess, I art queen!
Hey, ow! Fucking rock!
Help!
Don't worry, she'll come back. Let's just enjoy this solitude. I commandeth this, I commandeth that, blah, 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 blah.
Telesigra!
Huh?
Venduku! Kamata! Oh!
Oh, God damn, that hurt.
Thine abuse of the Lord's name shall cease at once, wizard.
Thank God you're alive.
The devil hath thine soul. The devil!
He can have it. Where the hell are we anyway?
Thou shouldst know. Thine magic transported us here.
It's not me. How many times do I have to tell you? How do you know it's not Nature Boy, huh? He knows more about voodoo or witchcraft or whatever else. I only know about machines and shit. What's that?
The infernal sauna we visited firstly.
Right. I can hear it, but I can't see it. There's your digs.
Chauncey! Gertrude!
They can't hear you. That's my scene. Was my scene. This is the end of the line, friends. We're stuck here now, going neither forward nor backwards, nor sideways even. Standing still while the worlds we knew gyrate about us. Going neither forwards nor backwards, nor sideways even.
Red lips on a black night. Listen to her write. Whispers break the silence. Deception, jealousy, sin. Red lips on a black night. Don't open any eyes. Don't touch those lips to mine. Red lips on a black night. Send shivers down my spine.
Good God.
Sit down, Alceste.
Iago, love, this reeks of insanity.
Sit down, Alceste.
Really, love, I'm coming home with you tonight in fear you're going to slit your throat.
I can't take you anywhere.
I'm so sorry. Do finish.
Red lips on a black night. She reaches for the knife.
Good God!
Alceste, we've already been kicked out of 4 poetry readings tonight. Do you want to make it a 5th?
Apologies. Do continue.
Red lips on a black night. She reaches from behind. The blade slides side to side, leaving a trail of crimson tide. The steel blade drips its victory into a puddle of...
Iago, love, stop. For the sake of all mankind, stop.
Alceste, it's just poetry.
Poetry? It's dreadful. Your madness is driving me insane.
Then leave.
No.
Alceste, you have no appreciation for art. For words.
I beg to differ, Iago. I'm a word connoisseur. They roll off my tongue like avalanches of falling rock.
That was beautiful, Alceste.
I know.
Will you just listen to what I have to say?
My lips are sealed.
Red lips on a black night. Shh. No one hears her cries. Standing over her body, he looks into her eyes. Deception, jealousy, sin. Red lips on a black night. Unfaithful to the end. Alceste, she cries. This is my goodbye.
Shh.
Son? Son, are you in there?
Yeah, Dad. Just finishing brushing my teeth.
That's fine. Your mother was just concerned, that's all.
He's been in there for 12 minutes and 30 seconds now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Some men like to linger over their brushing, that's all.
I'll be out in just a minute. Sorry.
No need to apologize.
Is he still in there?
Afraid so.
God, he always takes forever. If we hadn't put in the downstairs bathroom, I'd have run away from home. Come on, old man. I'm surprised he has any teeth left.
Really?
Yep, legit.
Junior, while we're in your grandparents' home, could you please refrain from behaving like a human wrecking ball / PA system, please?
But Dad's camping out in the bathroom, and I have to take a whiz.
Thank you so much for that excessively explicit description. Why not try something like this? Oh, honey.
Yes, dear?
Your child needs to disgorge his adolescent wee-wee. Could you kindly vacate the crapper, please? Thank you, dearest.
Almost done.
Don't mean to be nosy, but does this happen often?
Always.
Shush. He does take his time, that's true, but I've gotten used to it over the years. Everyone has their quirks.
Jeez, oh, Pete. Did he fall in? Should we call the police, the fire department, Roto-Rooter?
My apologies, folks. I was just admiring the new tile, that's all. Looks great.
That tile's 20 years old.
Oh, well, you sure do a great job of cleaning it.
Yeah, I'll remember to tell the maid.
Right. Well, good night. See you all in the morning.
Hold on a minute, son. Are you all right?
Of course. Why?
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
Your family tells me you have a habit of spending an unusually long time in the bathroom.
I was just brushing my teeth, fighting off Mr. Tooth Decay. Oh, my. Doesn't look like I'll be fighting off Mr. Sandman, though. Better hit the hay. Sleep tight, everybody.
Whoa. Where's the fire? Why do you want to go running off when you have all these nice people who care about you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to give you all a good night hug. Must have left my mind in the car. Come here, Pop. Oh, so good to be staying here. Thanks for having us. And Mom. Oh, that was a great dinner. We're very grateful. And thank you, Honey Bear, for not being upset with me for waiting half an hour to ask for directions after we got lost. I love you. And Son, thank you for coming along with us. Pretty soon you'll be off to college and then out on your own. This may be one of the last family trips we'll take together. You're all so wonderful. I wish I could stay up all night, but boy, I'm pooped. What say we reconvene here bright and early for more good old family bathroom doorway bonding?
Very charming speech, my boy. I confess, I almost fell for it. Next time, maybe you should try smiling a little more.
Smiling?
Yeah, show us those beautiful pearly whites. Go ahead.
What are you? A dentist? Ow!
Don't you get smart with me. I'm not a dentist. I never was a dentist, and you know it. I was a dental hygienist. Get it straight.
Oh, you're a dental hygienist. Maybe you can recommend a dentist to fix the tooth you just knocked out. God knows you can't do anything about that.
What the hell is going on here? How dare you treat your son this way?
I'm sorry, but it's for his own good. And both of yours, too.
He's just displaying his impeccable child-rearing skills.
Shut up! Your husband has a problem. A terrible problem, don't you, son? He's too weak to admit it, but he knows. Why don't you explain to your wife and child why you spend so much time in the bathroom every night? Go ahead.
I was brushing my teeth.
For 20 minutes?
Well?
Seems like an awfully long time to me.
Dad, don't do this.
Why does it take so long?
Can we talk about this later?
We'll talk about it now.
Leave me alone.
Not until you tell them why you take so long.
I can't.
Tell them why.
No.
I bet they already know.
Oh.
Tell them.
All right. Have it your way. My name is Philip Filling, and I am an aggressive toothbrusher. I brush too hard, oh God.
Oh, honey.
Say it's not true.
You told me you quit brushing aggressively in college.
I'm sure you weren't the only one he told that story to. But I knew better. For 18 years, I watched the lie being played out at Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, birthdays, family reunions, beach trips, naked croquet parties. Do you think I didn't notice the frayed bristles, the bleeding gums, the exposed roots? But I kept my mouth shut, hoping and praying that someday you would change. Well, that day never came. And when you slunk through our door this evening, I knew that I had to stop the madness. There are things that a parent can overlook as his children grow older. Oh, a little Botox here, a tummy tuck there, but son, did you think that I wouldn't notice the dental implants?
Implants? Outrageous. He never told us.
Of course not. He would have blown every last dollar he could get his filthy hands on to cover up his vile habit. It's your life, son. You're welcome to ruin it any way you want to. But I refuse to stand by and watch you take your family down with you. That's where I draw the line. I know this isn't pleasant for any of us, but the truth must be told. I only hope that someday you'll find a way to forgive me, son.
Dad, I...
Wait. I have something to say.
Oh, Junior. No. Don't betray me, son. Please.
I'm an aggressive brusher, too.
No!
No!
I've been one ever since I was a child. He taught me.
You bastard.
Oh, heaven help us.
I tried to quit, but he wouldn't allow it. If he ever caught me not brushing aggressively, he'd rip the toothbrush away with one hand and hold my mouth open with the other, brushing as hard as he possibly could. He wanted my mouth to be as twisted and misshapen as his.
I thought I was teaching you to be a man.
Get out of my house. Get out!
Out!
Please forgive me.
Never!
You're no father of mine.
Get out this instant!
And don't you ever come back.
Oh, God. They wanted clean teeth. Is that so bad? What have I done? What have I done? Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry I didn't introduce myself earlier, but I find that dramatization is a more effective learning tool than mere lecture. I'm Dr. Filling, and I really am a dentist. Any dentist or dental hygienist will tell you, aggressive brushing can cause painful bleeding gums, unsightly exposed roots, extreme hot-cold sensitivity, and eventual tooth loss, not to mention scenes of intense family discord, as the preceding drama hopefully made clear. Remember, hold your toothbrush lightly and brush with smooth, gentle strokes. Your mouth and your loved ones will thank you for it. You can stop now, son.
Thanks, Dad. And look, no bloody gums or exposed roots.
That's my boy.
Ow!
This has been the Sudden Radio Project for July 31st, 2006. Tonight's broadcast would not have been possible without the assistance of James Lawrence, Barbara Genovese, John Severn, Juliana Furlano, Denise Kowalczyk, Steve Copen, Lindsay Copen, Amy Kelly, Peter DeLeonibus, Randall Howington, and Todd Greblow. The Sudden Radio Project will return on August 28th. Until then, stay tuned to the Radio Theater Hour on KBOO every Monday night from 11 p.m. to midnight. Sweet dreams!
This program is made possible by KBOO members and support from the Oregon Country Fair, July 7th, 8th, and 9th, featuring music, food, and crafts in Vineta, Oregon. Admission and parking tickets are available only at Tickets West, as absolutely no tickets will be sold at the fair site. Directions to this family event and visitor information available online at OregonCountryFair.com.
Tiki Cha-Cha Club Club.
It's the Tacky Cha-Cha Club. Or the Hippie Cha-Cha Club. Or the Whacked Out, Blacked Out, Tracked Out, Jacked Out. Or the Tongue-in-Cheeky Cha-Cha Club. Okay, alright. Let's get serious now. Why should we? It's the Kishy Cha-Cha. Wait, how do you know?